From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Mark chapter 9 and the verse 24 is where we will be turning in just a moment. During the month of July, and that's not very far away, I have invited two fellow ministers, the Reverend Larry Power of our congregation in Keshe and the Reverend John Gray of Enniskillen, to speak on our morning and evening program. This will be the first time we have had the pleasure of the company of the Reverend Power, but of course the Reverend John Gray has been on our broadcasts before. We look forward to their company and to their gospel messages. This morning we're going to have some music. The Reverend William McCrae is going to sing for us the lovely hymn, There Is a River. Immediately after that we'll be turning to our passage in Mark chapter 9. Could I just remind you also of our program this evening? That's at 9 o'clock, and we'll be continuing our study in the parable of the prodigal son and playing another extract from a free sermon I am offering to you called The Gospel Preached to the Devil. But first of all, here's the Reverend William McCrae singing There Is a River.
Water, you'll never thirst.
Before we leave this passage in Mark chapter 9, I want to actually go back and just consider a most remarkable statement found in the verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Here is a tearful confession by the father. He acknowledges that he believes, but he also acknowledges that there is unbelief dwelling in his heart. This seems to be a most peculiar thing, does it not? The one heart having within it faith, and yet at the same time having within it unbelief. Well, actually, it but highlights what is a very normal situation for the people of God. Let's see what Paul had to say in Romans chapter 7. And Paul is speaking about the sinful nature that exists within the child of God. I'm going to read a number of verses from Romans 7, the verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. Many of the things Paul did, he didn't grant inward permission to. For what I would, that do I not. Many of the things he desired to do, he found himself frustrated and unable to do. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Paul distinguishes, as it were, between his new nature and that old nature, that sinful nature that still dwells within him. Verse 18, For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, that's the old nature, dwelleth no good thing. For to will, I have a will, a desire, to do good. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I have a desire to do it, but I haven't the strength. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Don't you hear there an echo of the tearful admission of the father of the tormented child in the passage we're looking at? Help thou mine unbelief. I believe, he says, help thou mine unbelief. And here's Paul, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 20. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, after the new man. For I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Here we have that inward contradiction. The two natures that dwells within the believer, that which is given to believing God and that which is given to disbelieving God, that which loves the law of God and that which loves sin. You see, a Christian does consist of two characters, two natures. In Ezekiel chapter 36, if we can turn to that very, very quickly, Ezekiel chapter 36 and the verse 26, God says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you a heart of flesh." So, when the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 3 and in the verse 3 says, "Ye must be born again before you can enter heaven," here's what he's talking about. You must be made a new person and receive a new nature. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." He's under new instincts, new desires, new ambitions, new loves. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Here's the new nature then. Now this explains why believers sin. Paul says, "The good that I would, that which he desired, oftentimes was frustrated, and he ended up doing that which he would not." The old nature had its way. Consequently, you see in the life of David, you see in the life of Peter, you see in the life of Abraham, you see in the life of Jacob, you see in the life of many of the great men of God, sins. Oh, they were new creatures. They were born again. They were regenerated. They were on their way to heaven. But there were occasions when they were overcome by the old nature and the old instincts. This man's tearful prayer to Christ reminds us of how we must battle the old nature, dear Christian. We must resist the old nature, seek the grace and power of Christ to overcome it, that we might gain the victory and live above it, live in victory over it. We have to use faith. We have to exercise faith, and we have to resist unbelief. This is the duty of the child of God. God bless you. Remember the program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with us then again. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.